Y'all, we gotta bang this drum. President Joe Biden, as we know, is backed out of his re-election campaign, and cackling Kamala Harris is now the presumptive nominee, even though not a single person in this country has cast a vote for her in the presidential primary. Think about that. A coup. The Democrat Party, the one who was saying they need to, you know, save democracy, even though we're a constitutional republic. They have completed a coup and replaced the most popular president in history. And remember, Vice President Kamala Harris is the person who is overseeing Joe Biden's newly created Office of Gun Violence Prevention that he installed in the White House. Yeah, an office in the White House that operates solely to violate the U.S. Constitution, you know, the same one that he is sworn to uphold and defend. She is too. But to their credit, the NRA has gone on the offensive and is looking to remind everybody that the border czar that oversaw millions of illegal immigrants flooding this country through the southern border is also horrible in the Second Amendment, and we need to beat this drum. We need to remind people. Some people don't know this because they don't follow politics. It's our job to get these people informed. Remember, in her very first address, after being ordained as the presumptive presidential nominee for the Democrat Party, she said this.
We'll finally pass red flag laws, universal background checks, and an assault weapons ban.
I know we talk a lot about gold in this channel, but silver is a fantastic investment as well. Many financial experts believe that silver is the best kept secret in investing. It's an industrial metal used on everything from cell phones, batteries, electronics, solar, EVs, the list goes on and on. And 4 years ago, silver was in surplus, solar was a tiny source of demand, and AI wasn't even a thing. But now, silver is in deficit, solar is a huge consumer, and AI is the all-new buzz consuming silver, as well as more power on our grid than we can sustain. But if you're considering silver, I want you to call my friends at Lear Capital, 1-800-260-5075, or head over to LearGG.com. Check out their new silver shortage report, and I think it's really, really good. I've read it, you should too. Everybody, literally everybody, can afford to own some silver. It's about $30 an ounce right now. And if it goes back to the record highs, you'll be very happy that you bought some. Remember, the dollar is losing value, so talk to Lear about your IRA or 401k and how you can swap your dollars that are losing value with silver that's increasing in value. They specialize in this, and take advantage of the free information with no pressure to buy. 1-800-260-5075 or LearGG.com. So here are some of the things that the NRA put out regarding cackling Kamala Harris, who has, remember, never finished a single term in office, and she's always benefited from being appointed to fill vacancies. Oh, Willie Brown and Montel Williams. Now, Biden's administration put out a press release on the Office of Gun Control Violence Prevention that called Harris a, quote, key leader in the Biden-Harris administration's effort to end our nation's gun violence epidemic, end quote. We don't have a gun violence epidemic. There's no such thing as gun violence. It's bad people doing bad things, and the bad people are called criminals. And in this country, we used to hold criminals accountable, but our judges have been a joke. Our politicians are a bigger joke. And, yeah, here we are. Now, the rest of the White House Gun Control Office, if you want to know this, they include Stephanie Feldman, who's a longtime policy advisor for Biden, as well as Greg Jackson, a former executive director to the Gun Control Group Community Justice Action Fund, and Rob Wilcox. You've heard me say his name many times here before. He used to be Everytown for Gun Safety's senior director for federal government affairs, and I don't know if he's ever really stepped down, so he could still be employed by Everytown for Gun Safety and be working out of the Office of Gun Violence Prevention in the White House. So there's that. And as the leader of that office, Harris has these goals. One, to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Two, to require the so-called safe storage of firearms. Three, to require background checks for all gun sales. Four, to eliminate gun manufacturers' immunity from liability. And five, to put more cops on the streets for accountable community policing and to invest in gun violence prevention and intervention. Now, a lot of that is their verbiage, right? But the NRA pointed out this as well, which was good, because some people need to see this in print. They need to understand this. By assault weapons, their term, right? The anti-gunner's term, made-up term. They mean semi-automatic rifles, pistols, and shotguns, including the AR-15, which is the most popular rifle sold in America today. According to FBI statistics, all rifles are used in less than 3% of the murders each year. Also, high-capacity magazines, their term, are any magazine that holds more than an arbitrarily determined number of rounds that is set by some gun control extremist that thinks it sounds good. We've seen that number be 15. Most of the time you see it at 10, and sometimes you even see it as a smaller number. Now, regardless of the number of rounds determined to be unacceptable, most of the magazines that would be banned are actually standard magazines that already come with these semi-automatic firearms, and there are likely hundreds of millions of them in current circulation. Good luck with coming to get those, old cackling Kamala. Now, safe storage is a term that they use where they look to force Americans to lock up whatever guns they might still have if Biden and Harris were able to ban anything unconstitutionally, you know, by a stroke of a pen. And then you would have to store those in a way that, God forbid, you ever needed to defend yourself in your home, you wouldn't even be able to access them in time. The universal background check idea is just an enduring term they use to make the blind sheeple believe that it's a good thing. But, in fact, they're gun registries, all of them, each one that's ever been proposed. The immunity from liability claim refers to the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, the PLCAA, which does not give immunity for product defects or from any laws broken by the manufacturer. It only protects gun makers and dealers from the liability of other people's criminal behavior. Yet, you see the Democrats and the anti-gunners, because there's some Republicans that are anti-gun too, they want to sue gun manufacturers because criminals do criminal things. And community policing isn't done anymore, and investing in gun violence prevention and intervention is a sham just to flood more money into neighborhood programs that have never worked. Now, those items are what her office has been striving to do behind the scenes. All of it is unconstitutional. So, remember this.
We'll finally pass red flag laws, universal background checks, and an assault weapons ban!
Hello.
I want to talk to you.
They want to know now.
You said we're there after two.
We're like, how she always got to say, you and you make laugh.